drop another episode today. This is the Boku no Hero Academia podcast, yet with no intro, no sponsorships, and I'm your host, Electric D. Today, episodes 9 and 10 of My Hero Academia Season 1. But first thing, I want to say something. Look, I'm sorry I have not dropped an episode since June. Like I said, I was busy drawing and animating. Now, because of that stupid virus going around... because of that stupid virus going around, I haven't really had the chance to make a podcast because I've been busy animating and doing my podcast. So, oh my god, what is wrong with me? We've just been doing that, and, I've been reading a lot of watching new animes. Like, I just started watching, like, Fairy Tail and Demon Slayer. I just started reading The Promised Neverland, Spy X Family, and they're all amazing. And I love them. So this might get a little confusing, but we can deal with that later. So, first thing I want to do is apologize. Sorry I have not made an episode, because I know a lot of people... need an episode frequently. That's how the thing to being a good podcast. Like I said, I'm gonna try to make episodes more frequently than I was. So let's jump into episodes 9 and 10. So let's go, boy. So welcome back, episode 9. Just do your best, Ida. This is after Bakugo start lining the whole Deku Bakugo fight that I explained in the deep detail, because why not? Why wouldn't you just explain it for the people that won't go watch the show and just want to hear someone talk about it because they're too lazy and probably because they've completed Netflix already. Now, since I am the way I am, I'll explain this episode even in more detail. So, let's get into it. So the first thing that they, in the episode, right, and I have some weird thoughts about this, that why would they vote for Deku instead of Yayarozu? I mean, they voted for Deku to be, like, if you know, the class representative, but he gave it to Ida because he gave it to Mr. Boy Boy, the Mr. Annoying Boy Boy, so... yeah, that's the thing I don't know about. Like, why not her? She did get voted for, but why was it Deku? Like, who would vote for Deku the number of times he got voted for? Who voted for him? We know what Jaco did. Who else did? No one. Bakugo? Probably not. If Bakugo did, that's cool. That's chill. That's tight. We're good. We're gang. If he did, that's cute and it's awesome. If Todoroki did, I wouldn't know. Because we don't see that much of Todoroki until season 2. Because when he asks Deku if he's all my secret love child, which I'll be making a lot of memes out of. So, yeah, we start off in the episode. It's after the events. Deku still has a broken arm. When is he not? If you're a fan of the series, you should be used to him having a broken arm. I mean, like, in every single episode, before season 4, he's just... all of his bones are broken, and, like, if he goes to the doctor's office, I bet they're probably gonna put him in an insane asylum. I'll bet you that, but I wouldn't know. So, Deku gets into class, and everything is all chill, and then, boom, Aizawa comes in his sleeping bag, is like, okay, you know what? You guys get to choose a class representative while I take a nap in my sleeping bag, for one thing. Here's a question I have. How does that sleeping bag not smell like butt after how many hours he's probably spent? That's just gross. And so they go into this all voting thing, and there are people that are just like, ooh, vote for me. And they were like really happy about it. It's just a class representative. What's it gonna do? Get you into some fancy pants hero college? I don't even think those exist. Hold on. Do those things even exist? Hold on. I'm gonna check. I wonder if they do. But after that, the class goes into a whole vote thing, and then I don't remember who breaks it down. Someone breaks it down into all the votes. So then Deku gets voted for. I think it was, the first was Deku. Then it was Ida. Then it was Yayarozu, I think. But I wouldn't know because I don't really know, maybe. So, yeah. And the next thing that happens is, yeah. So, Deku goes into this all-inspirational speech on why he shouldn't be the freaking class representative. Why? Is it because he's breaking all of his bones? Yeah, probably. I don't know. But it's because his quirk is too powerful. Ha ha. And so, technically, he's like, well, I'll just give it to my annoying, super chivalrous So, sorry about the whole mic cut off. My mic just died. So, I had to fix that. So, sorry about the cutoff, but his super, where we continued off, it was his super chivalrous friend, and Ida gladly accepts it with all of his pride and honor. But then here's the weird thing that I think. Why go for Ida when you could go for someone like Hiroshima, who'd be cooler about it and wouldn't be yelling at everyone all the time? I mean, if I were Deku, I wouldn't give it to Bakugo, because if he did, he'd be making all the class one of his slaves and stuff, because it's Bakugo. That's what he would be doing for, like, hero school. That's what he'd be doing. So, that's what's funny about it. But, here's the thing. Here's the complicated thing. Deku should not have given the position to Ida. Do you know why? He should have kept it for himself, because if he did keep it to himself, Ida would not be constantly yelling at everyone all the time, especially Bakugo, even though Bakugo does not deserve to be yelled at, because Bakugo is just chill. He's just being like an old macho gangster. He's like, oh yeah, my name is Muzan Kisubishi, and I'm a total gangster thug with my bowler hat and my demoness. Sorry, I just had to make a Demon Slayer reference. Demon Slayer reference. Hashtag Demon Slayer. Now, yeah. But really, that's the full plot. And then we realize, and then Aizawa says after the lunch rush, he says, okay, class, we're going to, like, the UA training thing, like the USJ, the Universal Studios Japan. That's it. They're going to Universal Studios Japan. Sorry, I'm not talking about the actual Universal Studios Japan, but if you watch My Hero Academia, it's the place that 13 says when they're there. Cliffhanger. Okay, guys. Thank you for watching this. Come back for Just Do Your Best, Ida, Part 2. I just wanted to finish this draft episode that I have had in my thing for over 2 months now. I started making this episode on August 21st, 2020. And it's October 8th, I think, right now. So, I haven't touched this thing for, like, 2 months. So, I wanted to get another episode out. So then, like, you guys would be happy. I'm just gonna start trying to do it more frequently. It's probably gonna be really hard. But I'm trying to get back to my status of weekly, so. It's hard, but oh my god. I just saw where our podcast stats are. Thank you so much for over 1,000 plays. I cannot believe it. 1,000 plays. That is the best thing. Like, it's just so surprising. I started this podcast in, like, mid-April, I think. And it's October. We're at 1,000 plays. This is amazing. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And I still don't have a sponsor, so I'm not making any cash. So, sad day. But thank you for listening. I'll try to be coming out more frequently because I'm always busy with my life. If you want to get in contact, I don't care because, no, I don't have any contact information. But leave a review. Leave a 5-star review for this podcast and subscribe for more of my amazing, for more of the episodes that I've made, I guess. I'm not trying to be modest or prideful or anything, but please, go watch it for me. Go listen to them. Oh, God. Okay. Look, it's 7 and I need to get back to doing stuff and I'm tired, so let's go.